Welcome to Torah Machanach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Sipora Weinberg, and today we'll be studying the Navi Yeshayahu, Perek 58. The Haftarah of Yom Kippur at Shachris, starting with the words of the last Perek, Solu Solu Panu Derech, are the words of the Perek that we will be discussing today. I would like to view this Perek as a pathway to Teshuvah and describing the three levels of Teshuvah and how we achieve them. But first, Hashem describes why he is unhappy with the current process of teshuva, which the Jewish people are performing in a perfunctory manner. Kirav v'goron al tachsoch kashofar harem kolecha. V'hageid la'ami pisham ulevesi Yaakov chatosam. Hashem says to the Navi, raise up your voice, cry with a full throat. Like a shofar, wake them up. Tell out to my people the weight of their sin and point out to Beis Yaakov, the house of Yaakov, their iniquity. Even here, as Hashem describes the sin, the Averis of Bnei Israel, he refers to them, but the directive is Hageid le'ami, tell my people. It's still my people, even though that they have sinned. And the word Hageid is used always to reveal an unknown. Mi higid lecha ki eiro mata, the very first instance which we're told, the klal, the generalization from the Vilna Gaon and Rav Tzadok, the first time a word is used in the Torah reveals its true meaning. Who told you, Adam Rishon, that you're unclothed? So the revelation through Hageid. What's being revealed here? The Perek will tell us. Ve'osi yom yom yidroshon v'da'as derachai yachpatzon k'goy asher tzedaka asa u'mishpat elokav lo azav yishaluni mishpatei tzedek kirvas elohim yachpatzon. To be sure, Klal Yisrael show themselves as if they're tzaddikim. They make themselves, and here's this word, yachpatzon, as if they desire me, as if I am their center, as if their affairs, as if they're a nation that does what's right, as if they want the straight path and they never left it, as if they're asking me what's the right thing to do. And they're seeking the kirvas Elokim, yechpatzon again. They're looking for it. They're desiring the closeness with Hashem. Lamatzamnu velo ra'isa, irinu nafshenu velo seda. Hein biyom tzomchem timtzu'u chefetz, v'chol atzvechem tingosu. The people ask the Navi now, why didn't you see our fast? We fasted. Didn't you pay attention? Why not? When we deprived our souls and suffered, you didn't even seem to be paying attention. We did what we were supposed to do. Klal Yisrael is portraying themselves as performing all the actions that they're supposed to do in the teshuvah process, but they're not receiving any of the benefits. And so the answer comes, Biyom tzomchem timtzu'u chefetz, v'chol atzvechem tingosu. The reason is because on your fast day, you were looking again for chefetz. You were looking for your own business, your own desires. And you just ran around oppressing the people who work for you. And you weren't being kind to anyone at all. I don't need the fast the way you're behaving, says Hashem. This is just an external affect if you're still mistreating other people. Your fast is superficial and Judaism is looking for depth. Our mission is to say Shema Yisrael three times a day, to accept the sovereignty of Hashem upon oneself. But someone who says it and feels in his heart the opposite, that he's not accepting Hashem's rulership over him, it's null and void. Or on Yom Tov, there's a mitzvah on our holy days to eat and drink wine. In happiness, if someone eats meat and is sad inside, is there any purpose to that meal? And if someone does teshuva, fasts and prays, tries to repent on the external level, but continues in his heart in pursuits antithetical to the Torah, what's the repentance worth? Hachazeh yeh tzom evcharehu, yom anos adam nafsho, halachof ka'agmon rosho, v'sak v'efer yatzia, halazeh tikra tzom v'yom ratzon la'ashem. Rhetorically, Hashem asks, is this the fast that I want, a day for people to starve their bodies, bowing your head over and lying in a sackcloth and ashes? Is that what you call a fast? Is that the day that's a Yom Ratzon, a day that Hashem is favorable towards Klal Yisrael? No, this is not what I want. And here begins a directive. The Navi is going to tell us what we are supposed to do to make the teshuva worthwhile. We're not a ritualistic movement. Torah and mitzvot are to be internalized. So here are the three stages. First, Halozet Tzom Evcharehu, Pateach Chartzubos Resha, Hater Agudos Mota, V'shalach Ritzutzim Chafshim V'chol Mota, Tinateku. First thing you're going to do, unlock your cords of wickedness, untie the things that hold you down, the yokes, and let the oppressed go free. Break off every yoke from those that you're holding on to. Sur Meira, stop doing bad. Unshackle yourself from the evil of your ways and break the yoke of your friends. Don't cause bad to other people. And the second thing, Halo Faros Laraev Lachmecha Va'aniim Rudim Tavivayas Kisera Aron Vichisiso Umibisarcha Lotis Alam. Then Asay Tov, that's the second level. Do good. Share your bread with the hungry. Take the poor into your home. When you see someone undressed, clothe him. And never ignore your own kin. Az Yibakaka Shacharo Recha Va'aruchascha Mehera Sitzmach V'halach Lefanecha Tzidkecha Kivod Hashem Ya'asvecha. Then what will happen? Your light will burst through like dawn, and your healing will spring up quickly. Hashem will march before you, and the presence of the Ribbono Shel Olam will be behind you. Az tikra v'Hashem ya'aneh, tishava v'yomar hineni, im tasir mitochecha mota shelach etzba v'daber aven. Then what's going to happen if you do so? Hashem will listen to you. That's the true tshuva process. The demand, stop with the bad, but then do kindness. It can't be that you allow people within your midst not to have. You have to be available for your brothers, for those in need. And if you do so, if you love the Father, you love Hashem, then you love the children. If you really love Hashem and want Him to be on your side, love His children. The reality can't exist that other people's suffering and you are indifferent or you turn a blind eye. Our greatest Talmidei Chachamim were Baalei Chesed of the highest order, Reb Chaim Eizer, the Chazon Ish. It can't be that a person has feelings for Hashem, but none for other people. So Hashem promises, if you'll be available to those others, I will be available to you. And now we have the final level. Vasafek l'ra'av nafshecha, v'nefesh na'ana tasbia, v'zarach b'choshech orecha, va'afelascha katzaharayim. And now we have the final level, v'safek l'ra'ev nafshecha. Give your compassion to your thirsting soul. V'nefesh na'ana tasbia. Satisfy the famished creature. V'zarach b'choshech orecha, va'afelascha katzaharayim. And then your light will shine in darkness, and your gloom will be like the noontime. So if you clean yourself, cleanse yourself from within to give that empathy to yourself, to make yourself into a person who can see others, the result will be that Hashem's presence will be with you always. V'nachacha Hashem tamid, v'hispia v'tzachtachos nafshecha, v'atzmosecha yachalitz, v'hayisa kigan raveh, uchemotza mayim, asher lo yechazvu meimav. Hashem's presence will be with you. He will satiate your soul in a sublime and sparkling manner. You won't have to ask for Hashem's adjacency. It will be yours always. Uvanu mime charvas olam, mostei dar vadar tekomeim, v'karalacha goder peretz mishovev nesivos lasheves. And the outcome will be that men from your midst will rebuild the ancient ruins. You're going to restore the foundations laid so long ago, and you'll be called the person who repairs these fallen walls and the restorers of places for people to settle. And then the Pasuk discusses Shabbos Kodesh. And these are words that some say on Shabbos in the morning before Kiddush. And the word Chefetz reappears again. Im tashev mi Shabbos raglecha, asos chafatzecha biyom kodshi. If you refrain on Shabbos, hold your foot back and hold yourself back from doing your affairs, the things that you will, your whims on my holy day, v'karasa la Shabbos oneg, and you call it a day of delight, l'kdosh Hashem mechubad, to honor Hashem, v'chibadato me'asos derachecha, and you honor it by not going on your ways, mimtzo cheftecha, from doing your own affairs again, v'dabar davar, and speaking things that you shouldn't. And we know that this is, many of the halachos of Hilcha Shabbos are tied up to these words, and these words correlate to the halachos of Kavod Shabbos and Oneg Shabbos, not to plan for the days of Chol, and not to speak in terms of Yom Chol. And if you do these things, then we get a soulful inspiration that's designated just to Hashem. Az tisanag al Hashem, v'hakavticha al bamsei aretz, v'hachalticha nachlas Yaakov avicha kipi Hashem diber. And then you're going to sit atop of the earth, and you'll enjoy the heritage, the legacy of your father Yaakov, so says Hashem. So after this concept, in which it says, "Vasafek la'ra'ev nafshecha." Once you reach that level of empathy, the Shabbos can be a day that you feel feelings for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You've cleaned yourself from inside to be available to fellow man. Now you can have an oneg that is a unity for the neshama as she connects to her source, the Ribono Shel Olam. And that's the idea of Olam Haba, when the neshama is returned to its source. So Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba, where the enjoyment comes from the beauty of the Shechina, and Shabbos can be a taste of that everlasting joy. And so we return to the beginning of the perek that promised revelation, V'hageid la'ami. What was revealed within this perek? The secret of teshuvah. That teshuvah is not a process that it's only external, that it must be a process that begins eternally, internally, from the revelation of the rejection of evil, to the acceptance of good, to the cleansing of the soul, and finally and ultimately to the ultimate union with Hashem Yisbarach on Shabbos Kodesh, which represents Me'ein Olam Haba, the highest level that a Jew can reach. Once he engages in the empathy of the Bein Adam L'Chavero, he's able to embrace on Shabbos the Chayei Neshamos, the Bein Adam L'Makom, in perfect unity. And that's the highest level that any Jew can reach on this earth. And we get to reach it from Shabbos to Shabbos. Thank you for studying together. L'Iloi Nishmas, Riva Schwab, Rivka Bas, Alexander Sender.